The Pharmaceutical Society of South Sudan has come up with an initiative of having a National Pharmacy Week of recent, and we decided to have it just ahead of the World Pharmacist Day. The World Pharmacist Day was an initiative of the International Pharmaceutical Federation way back in 2009 during the International Conference of Pharmaceutical Federation in Turkey. They selected 25th of September because it is the day that the International Pharmaceutical Federation was formed in 1924.
Right.
So each year pharmacists celebrate the World Pharmacist Day, and we decided instead of having it a one-day event like last year was the first time we are celebrating the World Pharmacist Day. So this time we said we need more days, we need more activities, so let's have it as a week. A week like National Pharmacy Week.
Right. Before we come to the activities that will be during these 7 days, which so far we've eaten into 3 days today, I'll ask Abdallah, just tell us more about what we need to expect on this 1 week, and what is your objective of this day, of these days?
Okay, thank you very much, and also I want to thank our audience for this opportunity, and also I want to congratulate the pharmacist for this day. Actually, our objective is to create awareness about the pharmaceutical sectors or about the role of the pharmacist in South Sudan. So when we want to aware the nations about the role of pharmacists, since we are here with the public, and we are the most people who are in contact with our nation. Mm-hmm. So commonly the objectives is to educate the public about the medicines and their use, and also to create the awareness on the role of the pharmacist in the healthcare sector, and also to advocate for the more support from pharmaceutical sector, especially like DFCA, which is a Drug and Food Control Authority, and CMS, which is a Central Medical Supplies and a Directorate of Pharmaceutical and Medical Supplies, and also to advocate for the employment of the pharmacists in the public, private, and the NGO sectors.
Right, right.
These are the main objectives.
Okay, thank you so much, Dr. Abdallah. Now, Dr. Ezekiel, bring us to speed. What? Okay, this is about awareness, so let's begin with the awareness. That's why I think we're here. So what is the role of pharmacists in the country? What do you want the people to know about your role?
Okay, thank you. Pharmacists are part of the healthcare team. When you talk about healthcare team, there are so many professionals. One of them is the pharmacist. Mm-hmm. And the role of the pharmacist is, first of all, the pharmacist is a medication specialist.
Yeah.
They specialize in different aspect of medicine's use, right from research and development, and developing new medicines, up to the use of medicines. So when I say the use of medicines includes the transportation, the storage, and the use by the patient himself. So pharmacists take a big role in all these processes. So pharmacists ensure proper use of medicine to achieve optimal health outcome for the patient. So there we will talk about rational medicine use. Because if medicines are not used properly, then there are serious consequences. For example, you are a patient, you are not using your medicine in a proper way, then it is likely that you will not get well.
Right.
You will continue, you know, be sick or ill. And also there is wastage. Waste of your time, you will not be able to work, so there is waste of production. And on the other issue, medicines are very expensive commodities, and they are very strategic commodities. When we are not using them in a proper way, that's mean we are wasting precious resources. Give you an example. Now we are in crisis, and many of the medicines we receive today being used in humanitarian settings
right.
are being donated to us
mm-hmm.
by donors, and somebody is paying for it. Even the medicine being provided by the the government is paying. So if you are not using medicine
right.
in a right way, then there is
You're wasting it.
Yeah,
right.
wasting resources.
Right. Thank you so much, Dr. Ezekiel. Now, speaking about medicine and use, so what would you like the people to know? Because it's a tendency and it's everywhere. People just go and buy medicine over the counter. How dangerous is that?
Well, when it comes to medicine use, and you mentioned something over-the-counter, mm-hmm. medicines are divided into two sections.
Mm-hmm.
There is over-the-counter medicines. These are simple medicine. I'll give you an example of paracetamol, ibuprofen, hyoscine. These are the medicine that can be given without a prescription.
Mm-hmm.
The other medicines that should be given by based on a prescription from a doctor or a specialist. And one thing that is happening in our country, not only our country,
mm.
all over the world,
yeah.
there is misuse of antibiotics.
Right.
In the first world, it is difficult to get antibiotic just over the counter. Antibiotics are given based on a prescription.
Mm-hmm.
But in developing countries, like our country, you can go to a pharmacy and get
antibiotic
mm-hmm. and a patient can even request a specific one. This is a
and
problem.
It's given to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One challenge or one consequence of this is the antimicrobial resistance. You know, when we are using antibiotics in a improper way, mm-hmm. irrational way,
mm-hmm.
or incorrect way,
mm-hmm.
then that means we are exposing the microbes like bacteria to for example to the antibiotics
mm.
then antibiotics which might not kill, because most of the time people don't use the full course
mm.
so you use half or a quarter of a course, then you will not get cured completely
right.
You can feel well, but there are some bacteria that are exposed to this antibiotic, then they develop defense mechanism. So they will become, in the future,
resistant. Right. Somebody might have an argument that, you know, it's expensive to go and see a doctor because you have to pay consultation fee and it's a whole process. So they resort to self-medication. Dr. Abdallah, what are the dangers of self-medicating?
Actually, as the Dr. Ezekiel said, that the self-medication usually is a danger because when you take the treatment without getting back to the physician,
mm.
so you did not determine exactly what the disease. You have just expected that this is the kind of disease. Like some people, they decide that I have malaria.
Mm.
So you will go directly to the pharmacy and take the treatment and then go and treat and take the medicine. And then after 3 days after he finished the treatment, then he's still having the sign and symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
Still.
Right.
So when he get back to the clinic and do the test and see the physician, then the result will come that he have a typhoid and he have been taking the wrong treatment.
Yeah.
And also we know that the most of the drugs of malaria, anti-malaria, they also, like any other medication, we know that the medicine is a poison.
Mm-hmm.
When you take it without any reasons, it will take turn negatively to your health.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the reality that people have to know, that you cannot take the treatment without getting back to your doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So it is very important.
Right. Thank you so much. Yes, Dr. Ezekiel.
Yeah, one thing that you have mentioned is self-medication.
Right.
Because, as you put it rightly, that people may think that it is very expensive to go to a hospital to see a physician. That's why now pharmacists are trained to handle some of the simple ailments, simple diseases, so that with the current situation where Not only, you know, the world now has become busy. So you might be very busy, you don't have time to go to
a physician.
Hospital. So you go direct to the pharmacy, you find a pharmacist who is equipped with the knowledge mm-hmm. on diseases, who will be able to advise you on what to do. Simple things like many times mothers come to the pharmacy with a baby who has a diarrhea or a cough or flu.
Yeah.
If you don't find a pharmacist in the pharmacy, they will give you straight away, the person who is there because of maybe poor knowledge, will give you straight away antibiotic. While sometimes many of the flu and cough and diarrhea don't need antibiotic. So if you find a pharmacist, he will be equipped with the knowledge on this situation, will give you the right medication for this.
Right. Now, if I may come in, isn't that a shortcoming from your end as pharmacists? Do you have like an inspection group where you, or a group, a coalition where all pharmacists are registered and you know everybody who is operating pharmacies in South Sudan? Is there such a thing?
Yes. In South Sudan, we have different institutions who are dealing this. For the personnel, for example, registration of pharmacists, mm-hmm. when you graduate, you have to be registered. First of all, you do internship, like a training, for 6 months.
Right.
Then after that, you will undergo a test or examination. When you pass it, you go to the Medical Council, South Sudan General Medical Council, then mm-hmm. you will be registered. Now you are a registered pharmacist. You are allowed to work in a pharmacy, in a hospital, in other setting. And we have also the South, the Drug and Food Control Authority. They are responsible for ensuring the quality of medicine, safe and quality of medicine. So mm-hmm. they are responsible for regulating the practice. And the institution are divided into different sections.
Yeah.
We have the manufacturers. We have wholesale pharmaceutical companies. These are being regulated directly by the Drug and Food Control Authority.
Right.
Then we have community pharmacies. What you see in the residential areas, these are the four community pharmacies.
Mm.
And some of them are smaller. We call them drug shops.
Yeah.
These are regulated. The regulation of this institution is delegated to the state ministries of health.
Right.
In each state.
Right. Yeah. Right. Thank
so
you so much.
Regulations,
yeah. Would you like to add something, Dr. Abdallah?
Yeah, I think the Dr. Rashan have explained all the role of the...
Right. So now getting into the activities, we're looking at the National Pharmacy Week. What so far, what activities have you done and what do you have in store, Dr. Abdallah?
Yeah, actually we started yesterday with a statement. And this statement actually is to define the role of the pharmacist in the different sectors. Like we have pharmacists who are operating the community pharmacy. We have pharmacists who they have some role in the wholesale companies. They have to monitor the wholesale companies. And also we have some pharmacists who are operating the NGOs and in the government as well. So our program is to do the statements for these different sectors to define those sectors and the role of the pharmacists in these different sectors to the public. In addition to that, also yesterday we did the interview in SSBC. The vice chair person. With our external relation personnel who went to SSBC and they did interview to explain the role of the pharmaceutical society. And in addition to that, today also we'll have a radio talk show about the drug abuse and cosmetics. This will be also a live talk show that will be introduced to the public.
Okay.
And also, in addition to that, we still have so many programs. We will have seminars. We will have a lot of radio talk show during these days.
Right. So, will the seminars involve the public?
Seminars will involve the professions.
Mm.
For the public, usually we do it as the
talk
radio
shows.
Talk shows.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Thank you so much. Now, Dr. Ezekiel, you mentioned about the Drug and Food Control Authority. What is your relationship and how do you work hand in hand?
The Pharmaceutical Society of South Sudan is a professional group that advocate for improving the pharmaceutical sector.
Mm.
So we don't have a direct link with the Drug and Food Control Authority or the Ministry of Health. So our role is to advocate because we are, at the end, we are pharmacists. We are concerned with safety, efficacy or effectiveness, and quality of medicine.
Right.
And this is the role of the Drug and Food Control Authority.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, we collaborate with them and see what are the challenges, and then we advocate. And this is one of the objectives of this National Pharmacy Week, is to advocate for more support. These institutions, Drug and Food Control Authority, the Central Medical Store, and the Directorate of Pharmaceutical Services in the Ministry need more support.
Right.
Not only from the government, but from the donors and UN agencies like WHO that provide technical support to these institutions.
Right. And in the beginning, you said South Sudan actually started commemorating World Pharmacy Day only last year. So in the run-up to this day, what would your message be to the people?
Okay, my message is that South Sudan now, we have a number of pharmacists who are working day and night to provide services to the community. And we will continue working with the different stakeholders, including the government and the donors and other partners, to improve the pharmaceutical services, whether in the private sector or in the public health facilities.
Mm.
So we call upon the general public to, you know, collaborate with us. And also, my message on, especially on the use of medicines, a simple message is that if you are sick, please visit a health facility or a pharmacy.
Right. Thank you so much, Dr. Ezekiel. And Dr. Abdallah, any final remark?
Yeah, I'm very happy for these days. This is one of the days that is very important for all of us, whether we are a pharmacist or the public or nation of South Sudan, that we have to come together and care about ourselves. Because uses of medicines without any consultation is a danger.
Mm.
So all of us have to be aware of that.
Right.
So this is our role.
Right. Dr. Ezekiel and Dr. Abdallah, thank you so much for making our time to come and speak to us. Is there anything else that we did not touch that you would like to highlight?
Thank you. I think we have covered a lot of things.
Mm.
It's only to call upon the public to tune into the radios, Radio Maria, or SSBC, because we'll have, as mentioned by Abdallah, we'll have a number of radio talk shows on issues related to medicine use during this week.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.